What's up, Hockey Talk Show fans? Another mobile edition of the Hockey Talk Show. It is playoff time, it's insanity time, and it's time for some bonus shows. So we're going to be doing a live reaction show tonight, Boston, Tampa, Game 3. Excited for that on YouTube only. So for my Facebook people out there, I know, I'm sorry, but we'll put the links on the Facebook page for sure. But we're growing our YouTube channel. It's been great so far. It's been a lot of fun just hanging with you guys at night, watching the games together and talking hockey, talking about the game, talking about other hockey stuff. It's really cool. So we'll keep that going tonight, 7 o'clock, right here on the Hockey Talk Show. Links, of course, as always, at hockeytalkshow.com. We'll put it on the Facebook page, and we'll be right there on the YouTube live channel. So that's going to be awesome. Couple of things to talk about, a couple of front office moves. Let's start with the New York Islanders. Who do they need to bring in? Who do they need to either help Garth Snow or replace Garth Snow? I'm not sure what the scenario is going to be. I know most Islander fans want Garth Snow out and they want him fully replaced. I keep saying this, it's unpopular. I'm not against you guys that feel that way, but I think the best course of action with the negotiation with John Tavares would be to bring in some help for Garth, either kick him up the ladder and make him president of blah, 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 whatever operations, or keep Garth the GM and bring somebody in as president of hockey operations to oversee whatever. Most NHL teams at this point have multiple people in kind of around the same role. Most teams have gone to a committee style of making decisions. Believe it or not, one of the original ones were the New York Islanders when they brought in Neil Smith and Pat LaFontaine and that whole thing that crumbled in just days, which led to Garth Snow. So it's only fitting that the New York Islanders should catch up. Honestly, the days of a general manager running the hockey operations side are very much over. Everybody has a GM, assistant GM, president of hockey operations, president of player development, you know, all in the mix. Somebody who oversees the draft, you know, they all have their own little special areas. With the way the game is moving, you need multiple people in there making decisions and focusing on their own little areas. So the Islanders need to get with the times, and Garth Snow's 12 years and only making the playoffs, what, 3-4 times, whatever he did. It's obviously time to add to the mix. They need to make a move. Who do they bring in, though? We talked about all the normal names, Paul Fenton and Kyle Dubas, which will actually change now with Lou Lamoriello. And then since Lou Lamoriello became available, Lou Lamoriello, obviously, and we talked about that. Go look at our old shows. Who I think they should bring in, and you can call me crazy here, but he just became available, and I've been waiting a couple days to say this. Brian Burke. Berkey is the guy that we need. Full disclosure, I'm a fan. I love the guy's work. He didn't do it in Toronto. Wasn't good. Calgary's done whatever they've done. He's been the president, not the general manager there, so that's an entirely different story. But you look at the teams that he's run, that he's skippered. You look at the lineage that he comes from. He's a disciple of Lou Lamoriello, follows a lot of Lou Lamoriello's principles, not all of them. He won the Stanley Cup with the Anaheim Ducks. I think this cat knows how to build a team. I think he's a great hockey guy. I think his standing within the league is very high up, very much higher than Garth Snow's. And I think he brings a sense of legitimacy to this franchise that they have been severely lacking. I love Pat LaFontaine, and I think he is obviously massive in the world of hockey. But let's face it, he would have been a young executive at the time learning the ropes. Lou Lamoriello, Brian Burke, these guys are executives. They are familiar with the hockey community. I saw a piece that Brian Burke was just doing. They were interviewing him, asking him about Lou Lamoriello. He was well aware of Lou Lamoriello going to be moving on, or the possibility that he would move on, far before we all knew. He's in the inner circle of the hockey world, and that's a tremendous attribute that is very undervalued. I think it's something that the Islanders really, really need. And I think that Brian Burke would be one of the most solid choices that this franchise could make. I have heard some crazy things that Jonathan Ledecky is taking opinions from everywhere. So, John, Scott, here's my opinion. Bring in Brian Burke. At least speak with him. I just think it's an absolute home run for the guy. I think, you know, a person in his situation, I think he's like 62, knows enough of the new parts of the game, obviously in it very deep with Calgary Flames, and still has that old school hockey mentality. He's a no BS guy, which I love the most. And that is absolutely, do we need the skylight here? Is that a little better lighting wise? And that is absolutely what this franchise needs. We need a no BS, good communicator, knows how to handle the media, knows how to handle the league, knows how to handle other general managers in that spot, making decisions and helping the organization move forward. The guy knows how to build teams, knows his way around defense, knows his way around forwards. Let's not forget the defense he had in Anaheim when they won the Cup with Niedermeyer and all those other guys. Let's not forget the trade he made for the Twins, which set up the Vancouver franchise for the last, you know, umpteenth years. Brian Burke, to me, is the guy. I still think that Lou is going to consider coming to the Islanders because who doesn't want to work with their kid? I want to be with my kid all the time. And he's only three. He's like, this is the most annoying he's going to, well, maybe not the most annoying, but pretty annoying right now. Outside of the great times, you know, who doesn't want to be with their kid? So I think Lou is going to give that a consideration. I think it's still possible, but I could totally see Lou staying in Toronto. I think Burke's got no ties. He's signed on to work with Sportsnet up in Canada to do some TV work, which he's done before, which he's really good at. He's very good with the media. So he's contracted to them till the end of the season. I think Brian Burke should definitely be brought in for an interview. I think I would give, if I was Jonathan Ledecky right now, I would slide a blank check over to Brian Burke and say, how many years would you like? Just write your amount in. Tell me how many years so we can fill it in the contract. You come on board, help me run this franchise. That's how much faith I have in the guy. I just think he is one of the best executives ever. He's worked for the league. He's worked for teams with the league. I just think he knows how to evaluate talent, and I think he would really thrive in this, you know, multi-tiered, multi-layered front office system. He did it in Calgary. Now, there was a lot of friction there and a lot of rumors. I'm always honest with you guys. I don't really know it all that well. I've heard some things that he wanted to be the GM when Jay Feaster got let go. I don't know if he was angry or not. I heard that he was really running the organization and Brad Treliving wasn't. And then I also heard that he was running it at first and then he let Treliving transition in and really become the face of the front. I don't really know what's true. I don't know if any of us really know what's true. Perhaps there's some more people following Calgary a little bit closer than I am in the day-to-day front office operations. But I can tell you that I love him in this role. I don't know if he would take a GM job underneath Garth Snow as president of hockey operations. May make more sense to bring him in on that president level, have Garth stay in the GM role, let Garth negotiate with John, and let Berkey really run the organization. I don't know if Garth would like that. Garth obviously seems to have the ear of Ledecky and Malkin, although Ledecky and Malkin are evaluating and are planning on getting back to the media after he walked out of that press conference. You remember that day? I don't know. There's a lot of moving parts in this. All I know is I'd rather have a slightly butthurt Garth Snow and Brian Burke in here than have Brian Burke be sitting second fiddle to Garth Snow. That's what I know. So if you're asking me, I keep Garth around as general manager. I keep Berkey. I move Berkey in as president. Let me lock up John Tavares. If we can get him signed, awesome. Garth, there's your office. You're general manager. Everybody knows you're general manager. I'll call you when we need you. Right now, me and Berkey are going to run this team. I'm going to leave all the decisions up to him. And when it comes time for a press conference, as you're famously known to throw one or two a year, we'll have you come out and address the team and pretend like you're the general manager still. That's what I would do personally. So that's that. Speaking of general managers and front offices, Rick Dudley coming in now as vice president, I believe, hockey operations for the Carolina Hurricanes. Pretty big move. Interesting that this whole Carolina thing and what's been happening with them, Tom Dundon, the new owner, pushes Ron Francis out. We talked about that pretty much ad nauseum. Ridiculous press release talking about the new GM is going to report to him directly. We talked about Francis moving over. Then the other day, Ron Francis' contract gets terminated magically. Look at that. Now, all of a sudden, we have Rick Dudley in as vice president of hockey operations for the Carolina Hurricanes. Look, I would be severely worried if I was a fan of the Carolina Hurricanes. I'll just say that. I don't think this is a good move either way around. I think you have a brash owner that is trying to win the Stanley Cup in the offseason with some of these moves that he's making in the front office. Good business people usually are great at running businesses. Sports franchises are not businesses. They're a different animal altogether. You can't run a sports franchise the way you run a business. You run a business, it's different. You know, if you make X amount of widgets a year and you spend X amount on marketing, you'll sell X amount of widgets and you'll make this much, and you can expect, you can scale business. You can't scale sports. They have a variable that business doesn't. It's called the games. And nobody knows who's going to win and who's going to not win. And even a good team on paper, a lot of the times, loses. So I think Tom is being brash. I think he's making a lot of snap judgments. That being said, Carolina Hurricane fans, to talk he's off the ledge a little bit, I think that Don Waddell is a tremendous hockey guy. He's obviously the president of the Canes. He's obviously still there. He obviously has a very tight relationship with Rick Dudley. They were together in Atlanta. Dudley replaced Waddell as general manager. Dudley has been with the Montreal Canadiens since in the same exact role, a vice president of hockey operations sort of a role. And he obviously has a lot of great experience. So you do have two guys now up at the top in Waddell and Dudley that have worked together before, that are obviously very familiar and friendly and know each other. And this is no doubt a Waddell move. And obviously, Tom Dundon has signed off on it. And he must like Rick Dudley quite a bit. So don't jump off the ledge just yet. It's not all that bad, Carolina Hurricane fans. You got some hockey people in the mix. That being said, I don't really like Rick Dudley all that much. I don't, outside of his appearance, physical appearance, which is downright creepy, which I really don't care for, because if that dude came walking anywhere near a playground that my kid was on, I'd snatch my kid up and run him out of there before he could snatch him. He just looks like a creeper. But personal stuff aside, I just don't think Rick Dudley really has much of a track record of success. He's had a lot of jobs. He's had a lot of stops. And like, as I evaluate Brian Burke has had some success. He's had some wins. He's had some championships, you know, at all the levels he's been at. Rick Dudley, his successes are a little bit fewer. I don't love that. I didn't love a lot of the moves he did when he took over the general manager job with the Atlanta Thrashers, and I don't really remember much of how or why, but I think it was partially his decision to not be the general manager of the Winnipeg Jets. I could be wrong about that. They may have been thinking Chevalier off from the get, the new owners of the Jets. But I feel as if there was some discussion where Rick Dudley was like, I'm not going to Winnipeg. I could be wrong about that. It doesn't even matter. The point is this. He just doesn't have the successful track record that I would like to have in my front office guy. He doesn't have a Stanley Cup ring that he was solely responsible. I don't think he has a Stanley Cup ring, period. But I might be wrong about that, too. Because some of the front office guys, it's hard to tell who was with where. You know, Dudley's been in the front office for the Canadians for, I think, 6 years. Who the hell even heard from him? You know what I'm saying? So I'm not really sure if he's got a ring. I don't believe he does. I know for sure, as a general manager, he did not have a big, successful resume there. So those are my thoughts on Rick Dudley. I wouldn't get too excited about that. Obviously, there's going to be a general manager coming in for Carolina. So, you know, they are going to have another voice in this. But, like I said, don't jump off a cliff, Hurricanes fans, because you got Waddell there, and obviously Dudley kind of knows what he's doing, but I'm hoping for your sake that Dudley's role is really more on the operations side than necessarily the hockey talent evaluating side, because I don't necessarily think that's a strong suit. Hopefully most of that responsibility will fall to the general manager and whoever that turns out to be. Now, I had a love affair for Nieuwendyk. I thought he's got the owner's ear, and that's going to be a possibility. But as we went to find out, he went out the door along with Ron Francis. So I was pretty shocked to see Nieuwendyk remove himself from the organization. So that is no longer a possibility. I honestly thought it was going to be. I don't know if we'll ever really find out what's going on in the front office of the Carolina Hurricanes right now. I have a feeling that it could be a book at some point about some of the things that are taking place, because I'm sure these things are probably on the crazy side of what's happening. So that's my thoughts on Dudley coming in at the Carolina Hurricanes. Again, if you guys are watching, thanks so much. As always, hit the thumbs up and the subscribe button. Live reaction show, Game 3, Boston-Tampa tonight, 7 o'clock in the East. We'll be watching the game, commenting along, and we'll do the $100 hat trick challenge. We'll give away $100. We'll pick two players, one from each side. If they get a hat trick, then we'll give away $100 to anybody who has liked that video, subscribed to our channel, and shared it on Twitter or Facebook. That's our $100 hat trick challenge. We've been doing it during every one of the live games. Last time, midway through, when none of the guys that we picked had even a goal, we opened it up to anybody. So that made it a little bit more exciting. Maybe we'll do the same thing tonight. Quick thoughts on the playoff series so far. Unbelievable amount of games last night. Caps, Pittsburgh, phenomenal. This is going to be a phenomenal series. Pittsburgh now down 2-1. Ovi finally getting some big-time revenge last night. He scores the game winner, I think a minute something left. Throws a great shot in on Murray. Winds up tapping in his rebound in midair on the rebound, as that all happened within a tenth of a second. Unbelievable skills. Ovi's doing it this round. He seems possessed. I kept saying that. I still believe it to this day. I think Washington has a chance to advance this year. Murray has not been that great, although he was better in the last game. And I just think there's something to the Caps this time around. The expectation of them winning is not as high as it was during the years where they were President's Trophy winners. You know what I mean? Nobody thinks they're running away with it. Not a lot of people pick them. They're a leaner team. I just think that they have a much better mix now. That being said, I picked Pittsburgh to move on. I did. But I think that it's entirely possible that Washington can move on. I've said this since the beginning of the second round. All eight of these teams could go on and win a Stanley Cup. It's that friggin' close. You just gotta wait and see. So, great game last night. Ovi's goal, unbelievable. To all his critics, what the hell else do you want from him? He single-handedly won that game last night. He's doing everything he can to advance his team. He just needs the rest of his team to show up and be behind him. That being said, it was number 19, who I've criticized a fair amount, who is working on the assist, who has been playing fairly okay in this round. I always like to give credit to players that I are pretty hard on, and I was definitely hard on him. So good for him, good for Ovi, good for the Caps. Should be a great series if you don't have a rooting interest, like I don't really. I kind of want the Caps to win because, you know, Pittsburgh's 1-2 already. I'd like to see the Caps and Ovi get rewarded. And on the other hand, I'd like to see Pittsburgh win because I picked them and I want my bracket to look good. So that's my feeling on the series. Kind of rooting for both teams. Nashville, Winnipeg. Holy crap. Watched a little bit of the beginning of that series. Rough night for your old pal Ant. Just needed to get some sleep. You know, been running some long days here. So I didn't catch the end. It was 3-0 last I checked in. I thought, oh, Nashville's going to run away with this. And imagine my surprise when I check out the highlights this morning. that it was 7-4 in favor of the Winnipeg Jets. Holy cow. Winnipeg is so good. I thought Byfuglien really put the team on his back. Scheifele's been great. Hellebuck was awful. Those first three goals stunk. That was the first time I think we have actual proof that Hellebuck is a human being. I know he was human before this season, but I always thought that, you know, maybe somebody got a hold of him, put some android parts in him. Who knows? You know, built him up a little bit. I'm not really sure. But, you know, he looked awful in that first period last night. And let's credit Paul Maurice for sticking with him. Three goals in the first period, three really crummy goals in the first period. And Paul Maurice goes, nuh-uh, no way, I'm not taking my guy out. By the way, zero life to the Winnipeg Jets in that first period. Zero. Awful. Awful. Winnipeg scored their first goal, I think, a minute or 2 minutes into the second period. And then the crowd got into it, and then they just didn't stop rolling from there. But gutsy call to not make that change that most teams would make to try and give their team a spark and switch goalies. Maurice goes, no way. Whoops, sorry. Maurice goes, no way. I'm sticking with Hellebuck here. And it turns out to pay off in spades for him because they go on to win the game 7-4. If you're Nashville, I can't even. How do you blow a 3-0 lead is beyond me. Now, there were a couple of tipped goals in there. But Pekka-Rinne hasn't been... See, he's been where Connor Hellebuck is now. Pekka-Rinne's been lights out. He was lights out amazing for the Preds last year during their run to the Cup Final. He has not been at the same level. He's not been horrible. He's been pretty good, but not... You know, he's been here. He needs to be up here. That's where he was last season. So I worry about Pekka-Rinne and the Preds a little bit. I worry about where their psyche is going to be at after blowing a 3-goal lead. But to give them credit a little, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Winnipeg took the lead 4-3, and Nashville still wound up battling back to make it 4-4. And then, of course, a couple of empty netters, and it winds up being 7-4 after Winnipeg was able to keep them down with a big goal late. But Nashville at least had a little bit of fight in them to come back. But if you're the Preds, you had a disappointing Game 1 and a stellar Game 2. And an even super disappointing Game 3. Not good whatsoever for the Preds. You need to have a big rebound Game 4 here, and I mean immediately. So that's my thoughts on the Preds and Winnipeg. Winnipeg looks really good. I have the Preds moving on from this round. I had them going to the Stanley Cup. I actually haven't won in the Cup, I think. Winnipeg looks really, really good. It is going to be a tough series for the Preds. But let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. You want your team to be tighter than the Preds have been and a little bit more of a fine, you know, a fine machine if they're going to go the distance. And I'm not seeing it from the Preds right now. It makes me a little worried since I picked them to win the Cup. So that's something to look forward to in the next round. But look, this round's been killer. Every single series was tied at one game apiece. All four of these, they split the first two games. I mean, that's stellar. We got some 2-1 leads now. But last night, for a while there, before the, you know, the Caps game and the Winnipeg game was a final, every series was at one game apiece, with Boston and Tampa being behind the other three series. So it's good. I mean, we're getting some killer hockey right now. It's amazing. I'm really, really loving the playoffs and really looking forward to what comes next. So, recapping it for you guys, wish Brian Burke would get an opportunity with the New York Islanders. I think it would be magical to have him here in New York. I think it would be a big appeal to him. I think he's going to have a lot of offers to join a lot of franchises in the league, whether it be as general manager or in a front office capacity. I think Rick Dudley is an okay move, not a great move for the Canes. Really going to make a difference to see where they do with where they go with their general manager. And I think we've had some exciting playoffs, and you know, it's going to be an exciting offseason. Like, subscribe and follow us on Facebook because we are in for one hell of an offseason. So much could happen. I mean, think about how insane this year has been already. We literally went through the entire year without having a coach being fired during the 82-game season, And now there's more general manager and front office openings than there are coach. I mean, it's just insane. It's insane, the front office shuffle that's been taking place in the National Hockey League this season. And we didn't have a coach fired for the longest time. It's just nuts. All right, that's it. Live reaction stream tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Hockey Talk Show. Share this video. Spread the word that we're talking hockey here. Remind everybody we got the live shows, and every now and then we throw in a bonus show or an upload show or a driving home show, which is what we're doing right now, which is fun to do these things, actually. Kind of makes my ride home a little bit more fun for me than listening to music and inane banter and a lack of hockey coverage in the New York area, which is why I started the Hockey Talk Show to begin with. All right, have a great day, everybody. I will see you later on tonight. Podcasters, the numbers are continuing to grow. Remember to rate and review the podcast. This episode, obviously, is being podcast. We're not doing podcasts of the live reaction shows. There's no reason to upload 4 hours of me watching a game. It really won't make sense in a podcast form. So you haven't been getting some stuff lately. That's why I wanted to do this as well. But make sure you guys are tuning into the live streams, and you're taking part of the full effect and full advantage of everything the Hockey Talk Show has to offer. So again, for my podcasters, hockeytalkshow.com. If you're used to just downloading from iTunes or Stitcher or the TuneIn Radio app, and you've never been to our site, hockeytalkshow.com, and head on over to our Facebook or YouTube Live. It'll be YouTube Live tonight for the live reaction show, live stream, Boston, Tampa, Game 3, series knotted at one game apiece. Excited! See you guys real soon on the next shift.